Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 10:30 and time now to talk to my guest, Group Commander Simon Thompson from Cambridgeshire Fire and Rescue. Hopefully on the line. Simon, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much for holding and good to talk to you, particularly at the moment where I imagine you and your team are very busy.
Yeah, indeed. It has been an exceptionally challenging time for us recently, not over obviously over the last few days, but over the course of the last month or so. Obviously, we saw the temperatures in July, which saw us have our busiest day on record. We've also had... we saw ourselves responding to over 1,000 calls in July itself as a month, which is quite unprecedented for us. So, yeah, demand is really high for us at the moment.
Yeah, busiest day on record. It's quite scary seeing all these scenes on the news. This is unprecedented for you?
Yeah, so certainly I think that we do always expect there to be an increase in calls when it comes to the summer months, certainly around sort of harvesting season. We always work very closely with the farming community. They're always a great help to us when it comes to this time of the year to support our response when we go out to sea. Certainly with the temperatures being so high and the sort of prolonged period of dry weather, it has absolutely seen a spike in our activity across the county and also supporting neighbouring counties as well.
So how is the service coping with this? Because obviously you've only got a limited amount of people power.
Yeah, indeed. So, really, the service has stepped up. We've got to be really grateful for all of our staff involved across the board, really, from our whole-time firefighters that are there day in and day out, and also our on-call firefighters. A lot of those, booking on, they're putting pumps on the run for us over and above what they would normally do, so that's been a really great resource. And likewise, our control room, who don't just operate for us in Cambridgeshire, they also support Suffolk. They've been coming in extra shifts to try and make sure that we've got enough people within there. But yeah, certainly there are times. We had a large incident a couple of weeks back over in East Cams that saw 14 of our appliances tied up at that one incident for a period of time. And that does draw some significant amount of resource away from a service that doesn't have a bottomless pot of resources, unfortunately, from an appliance availability point of view. So yeah, we have found ourselves certainly over the last few weeks, we've found ourselves in positions that we are running short on appliances, which obviously naturally poses a concern and a risk regarding our ability to then continue to respond to other incidents. So yeah, trying to limit the risk of these fires starting is really our sort of key drive, really.
So how do you limit the risk of such fires starting?
So I think at the moment, certainly we're really keen just to sort of ask people and plead with people, really, to really consider some of the behaviour through this period of time and over the course of the weekend. Over this weekend, we've now seen the Fire Severity Index, which is a report that's created by the Met Office that has placed us at exceptional status around parts of the region, which means obviously the risk of fire spread is much higher than usual. So certainly what we're asking people to do is just to consider their activities. So things like bonfires, people may wish to clear garden waste this time of the year. We're just asking people to really refrain from having those bonfires at the moment. They can easily get out of control. Likewise, just consider potentially having alternatives to the likes of barbecues, especially if it's windy, because absolutely we can see, and we have seen on a number of occasions where bonfires and embers have gone across to garden furniture, and that's then progressed on beyond there. And there's some other activities as well. So, certainly if there's anybody that is smoking, discarding of smoking materials, they can smoulder away for a period of time in grass verges and catch a light, certainly this summer year when things are so tinderbox dry. And would you believe even things like broken glasses, discarded broken glass and litter that might be discarded can cause fires as well. So just trying to be really mindful, really, of people's activity, certainly over the weekend. Although it's lovely weather for people to enjoy, we're just really, really conscious about trying to mitigate the risk of us having any further fires.
And I know you've been issuing warnings as well about swimming in open water.
Yeah, indeed. And again, it's much along the same point, really. We see an increased activity this time of year. People wish to go and cool themselves off and jump into water. We know that there's absolutely locations. You know, you've got open water swimming clubs that will organise events, and that's where we'd sort of point people towards if they want to go open water swimming, because they're normally risk assessed. It's very well run. However, you know, certainly people just jumping into rivers where it's unknown. You know, it's unknown depth. People won't know what's underneath that water level. Again, we do find, certainly this time of year, sadly, we see an increase in people becoming in difficulty by jumping into water that, you know, hasn't been thought through. So, yeah, we'd always request for people just to try and make sure they partake in those activities in a safe way.
And you've got this, if somebody does find themselves in trouble in water, Float to Live. Well, tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's an initiative. So certainly from what we'd always request from people is if people find themselves in difficulty when they get into water, whether it's that the water is colder than they first expected, which can bring on some form of kind of physical shock for them, and or if they get any sort of difficulty through injury, we always request people is Float to Live. So lie back, use their arms and legs to try and stay afloat, calm their breathing down, try and get the breathing under control, and then at the point they get themselves with control of breathing, is then to start considering around removing themselves to the side, swimming to the side, and or shouting for help. And so the other thing that is really important with certainly not just swimming and any activities like that, but obviously finding ourselves as a really rural service and some really rural locations, we'd always urge anybody to have the app What Three Words on their phone. So there's an app that will place will provide three words for every meter square across the country. And that's really useful. If we get a What Three Words location, our crews can find people much easier and much quicker, rather than having to try and rely on trying to explain, you know, that you might be in the middle of a field somewhere and, you know, there's no distinguishable features to be able to provide to our control operators.
And what about rural areas, Simon? I mean, we've seen the awful pictures of wildfires rushing through rural areas. I'm assuming, I mean, this sounds a stupid question, that this is just the sheer heat of the sun catching a light on very dry grass. Is that what's causing those?
Well, sadly, there's a number of different reasons. So, absolutely, there can be accidental ignitions, like I mentioned, through, you know, either bottles laying around, or it can be that there is, you know, piece of flint that's caught up into machinery, etc. But we have sadly actually also seen a number of malicious incidents as well over the period of time. So yeah, people setting fire to things maliciously, and likewise, you know, we also see quite a large number of calls where people have a bonfire, as an example, and that either spreads, or if it's windy in particular, it might pick up some embers and send them a little way, which will then catch an adjoining field alight. So that's why we're strongly recommending people just to really consider the activities over this weekend while the temperature is so high, and also while we haven't had rain for quite a significant period of time.
And it seems like you're in a double whammy now, because we've got the intense heat and possible water shortages too, which of course is crucial to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a lot of planning in the background, so we liaise closely with all the partner agencies regarding kind of our operational response to try and make sure that, you know, we understand if there is any particular areas that may have difficulty with water. But likewise, we have specialist appliances that we stand up at this time of the year to make sure we try and have as much water as we possibly can to be able to fight these field fires. But I think that's the main thing, is that the impact to us, certainly if we get any of these field fires, if there's any, you know, sort of wind, they can travel at such speed and such ferocity across a wide-ranging area. It takes a huge amount of resource for us to try and get that under control. And obviously the risk is anything within that path will absolutely be taken as well. So we've seen obviously properties lost, not only in Cambridgeshire, but across the country. And it's devastating really for people's livelihoods from a farming point of view, but also just from a livelihood point of view, you know, for people's properties and people's land. So, that's why, you know, we are really stressing just to try and consider behaviour over this period of time. You know, our crews do an incredible job. It's very, very arduous conditions. You know, the firefighters wear incredibly heavy kit to protect themselves in this period of time. But certainly, yeah, we haven't got an endless resource of firefighters and appliances to be able to continuously send out. So hopefully what would be needless incidents if it will take on some of our warnings.
And what about you, Simon? How did you become involved in the fire service? Why do you do this?
So I do. I think the same as everyone in the organisation, really. We do it to give back to our community. It's an incredibly rewarding job. I've now been into the service for 18 years. I've loved every single second of it. I've done a combination of being a whole-time firefighter, being an on-call firefighter. And I'd always urge people, certainly, in the rural area we have ongoing whole-time recruitment most years, but certainly what really makes a huge difference is our on-call firefighters. It's such a rewarding activity and such a rewarding job. And so I'd always urge, if anyone has an inclination or is interested in the fire services, so absolutely please go onto our website, drop down to your local station, speak to people, find out what night they have drill nights, they'll have an opportunity for you to pop in and go and speak to people. But we'd always recommend, absolutely please come and find some more information about it, because there's loads of information on our website. It's a great time to join the organisation, and it's a really rewarding job. So yeah, I think if you probably ask any firefighter across the country, you know, we're there to provide back to our community, keep people safe, and have and try really enjoy our job at the same time.
Well, we are very grateful that you are there, and very, very grateful for all the work that you do. If people want to find out more about the work that you do or about job opportunities within the service, where should they go?
So we've got our website, which is councilfire.gov.uk. Likewise, we're across all the social channels. So I highly recommend, certainly through this period of time, people that are interested in what's going on, link yourself onto all the social channels, keep an eye on things. So the full range of social channels, and I won't profess to be an expert on the social media channels at all, but we've got information is placed on there a lot. And also, if we have any incidents going on, that's where we'll place a lot of information out around trying to make sure we keep people safe as well. So it's a really good place to tune in. But yeah, certainly, like I said, our website is full of really, really useful information and really great safety information on it as well, from a community safety point of view, so people can sort of take some lessons off of there as well to keep themselves safe through this period of time.
Well, thank you, Simon, and thank your team for all the work that you do. Group Commander Simon Thompson from Cambridgeshire Fire and Radio Rescue. Lovely talking to you, and stay safe. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Stay safe, everyone.
Cambridge 105 Radio.